Hello and welcome to this episode of What's Wellness Podcast, a place where I discuss the physical, energetic, mental, emotional, and spiritual components of wellness, as well as your healthy relationships with yourself, with one another, and with the planet. I'm your host, Alia, founder of Alia Yoga and Alia Yoga Academy teacher training and mentorship programs. And today's episode is one that I'm excited for you to listen to, especially if you're the proud owner of a womb. My guest today taught me about physical, energetic, and spiritual wellness related to our female reproductive organs, and really inspired me with regards to showing this part of myself more practices to cultivate balance and health. This is something I haven't talked about yet on here, but I have an interesting relationship with my monthly friend, and I'm always looking for tools and practices to ease the discomfort and hassle that it causes. But ultimately, today's episode is not about menstruation. It's more about overall wellness as it relates to all of the physiological components that encompass female reproductive organs. Just a heads up, this episode is suitable for children, in my opinion. In fact, I think the conversation is quite important to have with kids at the age you feel is appropriate. However, if you're someone who listens to this podcast with your children usually, and you're not ready for that type of conversation or questions to follow, then perhaps this isn't the episode to have on with the kidlets around. I'd rather give fair warning, but that being said, there is no explicit language or anything like that. Just two ladies talking about the miracle that is conception, pregnancy, post-pregnancy, menstruation, and womb wellness. So of course I'm excited to get right into the conversation, and I don't have any new reviews to share warm words of the week for you, but I would like to share first the wise words of the week, coming to you today from Dr. Christiane Northrup from the Wild Woman Sisterhood. Dr. Northrup said, "Every woman who heals herself helps heal all the women who came before her and all those who come after her." We speak about this very topic in today's interview. So welcome once again, and please stay tuned for this quick break and a word about Anchor, and I'll be right back with Celeste, a womb wellness coach and doula. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for being here today and tuning in to What's Wellness Podcast. I'm really excited for the conversation portion of today's episode. I have Celeste here, and I'm really eager to learn from you, Celeste, and connect with you in this way. So welcome to the show, and thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me here.
It's my pleasure. Would you please introduce yourself a little bit? And my first question is always, what's wellness look and feel like for you right now?
Wonderful. Yeah. So my name is Celeste Mayotte. I am a full spectrum doula and wellness coach. A lot of people know of doulas as people who help and support women and birthing people within the labor room. And that is part of what I do. But again, I'm full spectrum. So I support these same people through fertility, labor, postpartum, as well as bereavement. And bereavement includes pregnancy loss, as well as those who have chosen to have an abortion. And then I kind of incorporate all those, like my support for them with wellness coaching and herbal remedies and therapies. So yeah. And what wellness means to me, and wellness for me means to be completely connected with yourself, right? I feel like in our world and in our day-to-day hustle and bustle, we kind of get disconnected from ourself. And, you know, self is compassionate, they're curious, they're connected, they're caring, you know. And sometimes when things happen in our lives, we can sometimes like sway away from that, you know, when big emotions come up, when big situations happen, when unfavorable things sometimes happen that we can't always control happen. We can get back to self. And when we get back to self, we can fully be, we can find our wholeness again and find that when we're whole, we're well, you know? And
absolutely.
So, yeah, that's how I feel wellness is, what it is to me at least.
I love that. How does that show up for you in your personal life? Do you have children?
I have one on the way. The due date is in May.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. And yeah, I've been supporting pregnant people for about 4 or 5 years now. And now actually being pregnant myself is, yes, I do get to, you know, bring in some of the tools that I've been able to use for other people. But it's so true when they're saying, you know, healers need healers too, or coaches need coaches, doulas need doulas, because sometimes it's like all the things that I was like reminded that I would remind my client or say to my client, sometimes I need a reminder to say those things to myself, you know, and to show up for myself. I was working, you know, I've been working with my coach and stuff, and I was like, yeah, I feel like a lot of women around me are saying, oh, you know, pregnancy, I love it, I'll do this again and again, you know, and part of in me, I'm like, I don't know. I've been experiencing like a lot of grief this pregnancy, and I don't know if I want to do this again. But I've just been really kind of exploring those ideas around grief during pregnancy and how really grief is just kind of like this letting go of, right? And this releasing. And really grief is your body kind of processing, right?
Right.
What needs to be let go of and moving to a new way of life that might be unfamiliar for you. And that can be a little scary sometimes, right? And so I do feel like this pregnancy has been illuminating places within my body and within my mind on how I can make these changes in my life. Whether some of these changes, whether I want to do them or not. So it's just like, I'm moving into a space of time where it's like, yeah, these things need to move. These things have to change so that you can be your best self. You can be the best mom, the best version of a business owner that's for, you know, for you, if that makes sense.
Right.
So, yeah. And there's going to be a letting go process. There's going to be a process of removal and envisioning what the next version of you looks like. And so I've just been honoring that grief. And then also as well as honoring the new person that I am growing into or being born into, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Beautifully said. And I just want to acknowledge you for being vulnerable and sharing, because it's not something that people, pregnant people, talk about very much or that I hear people talk about, but I can really imagine it being a common part of the process of growing a tiny human inside of you and grieving what life was like before pregnancy and before the child came earthside. So that's really important process, I think, to go through.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, it's not an easy process, but I am learning to find the joy in it and the finding the self, the wellness in it. You know what I mean? And,
wow.
You know, the self holds space for all those things, right? Self tells you that, like, yes, we can grieve this process, and we can also dream up the next version. We can, you know,
yeah,
we can have all those things, and just self just holds space for all that. And that's what wellness is. You know, I'm always very wary of healers or practitioners who only, you know, who are only about positive affirmations and only about, oh, looking at the bright side, you know,
right?
Because that's not, I don't think that's wellness. Wellness is an encompass of all the things and holding space for all the things, because they all have a part, right? They all have a mission or a story to tell within ourselves. So, yeah.
So true. So powerful and important, because we're humans at the end of the day, and we feel feelings, and And it's important to be able to process that. So you do some work that I'm really fascinated and want to learn more about two things: womb wellness and something called yoni steaming.
Yoni steaming is actually kind of like what sparked this entire like journey into womb wellness and as a doula. So for those who don't know, yoni is a Sanskrit word for vagina, and a yoni steam, steam, is pretty much like a kind of how like you would do a facial steam for your face when you're doing your facial routine and stuff like that. You're doing that, but you're just steaming your vagina. Essentially, it's an herbal tea blend that you would put in warm water, and then the warm steam that comes up from that blend, this tea blend essentially helps to open up the soft porous tissues of the vulva and the labia, and allows it to kind of soak up all the goodness, all the herbal healing of that herbal tea blend. Soaks it into the bloodstream to help heal the reproductive system on so many levels. And I guess that's the reason how it kind of got me into womb wellness, and specifically full spectrum doula, because you can use yoni steaming as a tool for all parts of like your reproductive health, from starting from your menses, to like trying to get pregnant. When you're pregnant, you definitely want to a lot of you don't want to yoni steam when you're in the early stages. Yoni steaming maybe a few days around that 40-week mark to kind of help facilitate contractions and get pregnancy going, help to soften the cervix, help to soften the perineum and things like that. And then it's really great for postpartum as well. So many traditional cultures around the world have used yoni steaming as part of their postpartum rituals to help shrink the uterus back, help to heal the vagina, the perineum, and create warmth for the mom. Because warm therapies are really important for postpartum time. So
Wow.
so yoni steaming for me kind of like is what opened up the door to light as a feather and a lot of the other services that I offer.
Amazing. I'm really interested in yoni steaming. In fact, funny story. So I haven't tried it yet, but I bought a bucket and I have had in the back of my mind, how can I figure out a way to try this ancient practice at home? So I've done a little bit of research and I see things that you can buy, say on Amazon, or there's some privately owned companies or little shops online where you can buy like a seat that you would then squat over, maybe a bucket, or sit on this seat with a little hole so the steam can rise up. Do you have for people who don't live near you in Colorado, are there ways to steam at home?
Oh yeah, definitely. On my website, I have a whole free downloadable ebook for you to learn how to steam at home. While you're on my site, you can grab you a yoni steam, download the ebook, and it gives you step by steps on like how to get the water ready, different poses you can do over the yoni steam, whether you use a stool, whether you just use a pot, or some people like will clean out their toilet and put the pot inside the toilet and kind of sit on their toilet while they do it. I have, and again, I see yoni steaming as a ritual, right? So I teach you how to create ritual of it through sites, creating a space that feels serene to you, not a lot of clutter, through smell, different scents and things that can help ignite your femininity while doing yoni steaming. Sounds. So I have downloadable meditations to listen to, or some of my favorite music to listen to while I'm yoni steaming. So yeah, yoni steaming at home is very accessible, and I definitely can hope and have women definitely do it at home, especially to start.
And are there times of the month when you should or shouldn't steam?
Yeah, so the best time to yoni steam is 4 days after your period. You don't want to steam when you're actually bleeding. That's contraindicated. Really, you can do it any other time during your cycle if you would like. But I have found the best results are 4 days after your last period. Doing that for about 3 months, you'll start to notice a change in like the color of your menstrual blood and things like that. Now, if you have things like fibroids or cysts, you probably would want to steam a little bit more, as the yoni steaming can support with shrinking fibroids and cysts as well. People with endometriosis, it can be a hit or miss for some women, because I do think that, endometriosis is a chronic illness of the reproductive system, and it looks a little different for each person. So some yoni steaming may or may not help with endometriosis, but it is, I would say, it's definitely worth a try. It can help with with giving like anti-inflammatory remedies to the pelvic floor. So, but I do know that some women who have endometriosis, they really don't like the heat, and they actually kind of can like activate some feelings. So, those with endometriosis, definitely listen to your body, listen to self to see if it's if that's what works for you. But yeah, also if you're yoni steaming postpartum, you definitely want to steam a little bit more too. I would say weekly, about a week or two after you give birth, you would want to start yoni steaming every single week for the first 4 weeks. Then the next 4 weeks, doing every other, and then going back to once a month.
Wow, great
Yeah.
information.
Oh, yeah,
Thank
you're welcome.
you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Do you recommend like 30 minutes or an hour?
Yeah, 30. So it depends on what resources you have around you. I would say on average, it's about 40 minutes to yoni steam. It's easier to stay on the steam a little longer when you have, like, say, a hot plate or something that's constantly keeping the pot warm.
Sure.
Now, if you are don't have any, like, if you don't have a hot plate or anything, you're boiling the water. You let the water get down to a comfortable temperature. You might only get 20 minutes out of it, and that's totally fine. 20 to 40 minutes is a good enough time to get the healing remedies from the yoni steaming.
Perfect. And I think I cut you off. Was there something you wanted to say?
Oh yeah, no, I was just gonna say the rate and yoni steaming kind of like for me opened up the doors to wellness coaching, because although I do think yoni steaming is a really great therapy to include into your self-care with your self-care for your like yoni and your reproductive health, I think there's only one. So that's kind of what encouraged me to start looking into wellness coaching and become certified in wellness coaching, as I also give my clients other practices and things to help with their reproductive system. So like especially those who may have like an infection, like yeast infections and things like that. You can possibly do yoni steam, but in addition to yoni steaming, I support them in finding other lifestyle changes that can help with whether it's a yeast infection or shrinking their fibroids or helping with PCOS and stuff like that. So I think that yoni steam is definitely a tool, but something that I was noticing is that a lot of people used it like it was the cure-all, you know? And so for me, it was like in light as a feather was finding that balance between like, yes, yoni steaming is really great. I think that everyone should do it. And also knowing that there's other options to include with your yoni steaming practice.
So I'm looking at your website and it's just beautiful, and I'm seeing what you're talking about because you offer womb clearing and intuitive womb Reiki and even womb tarot reading. So this is amazing what you're offering, really on the forefront of this
Thank you.
wellness and full spectrum doula. That's incredible. Tell us about the tarot reading and the Reiki and the womb clearing.
Womb Reiki, the tarot reading, are all ways that I help women heal themselves from a spiritual level, right? So yeah, you can definitely go to the doctor to get physical answers to some things that are happening, like fibroids and cysts and heavy periods and things. And that I do believe that, kind of like what I was saying earlier about grief, how grief and heavy emotions are a vehicle to deeper understanding of yourself. I think that some of these elements in the reproductive system,
are doing the same thing. So if you have fibroids or a blockage, say like, for example, blockage in the fallopian tubes are connected to our throat chakra, and they're also connected to childhood wounds and memories. If a lot, because a lot of women, especially for the fertility part of what I do, a lot of women are coming to see me to get pregnant, and they're like, oh, you know, I was told I have a blocked fallopian tube or something's, you know, going on there. Doing hands-on healing can help to remove any blockages. It helps to create the removal of any like spiritual, emotional blockages, as well as open up the door for those conversations, you know, of around like childhood healing and things like that. And the womb Reiki also does the same thing. It's just not hands-on, but I use tarot cards to kind of tap into your spiritual body as well as your maternal lineage, because a lot of our ailments and things that are in our pelvic floor were passed down through generations, right? Like we're holding, you know, the traumas as well as the joys that our mother and our foremother experienced, right? And so I use tarot cards to kind of tap into that. And I give support to my clients on how to emotionally, spiritually, through ritual, heal the womb space as well.
Wow.
Yeah. And I also, and lately I've been doing a lot of those womb readings, especially for people who aren't in Denver right now. I do those womb readings like via Zoom and stuff like that. So that can definitely be something that if people are interested in, they can still get that service, you know, even if they're somewhere across the world. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Incredible. So, trigger warning, because I have a question with regards to people who've experienced sexual abuse and trauma in that realm. What you're offering, this wellness, whether someone is interested in looking at their fertility or getting pregnant or just wanting to heal from the inside out after going through such a trauma, does this type of work help people who've been through sexual abuse?
Yeah, it can for sure, because a lot of it will show up in our emotional and our physical bodies as well. So sexual trauma speaks to actually the cervix. You'll see that a lot of like trauma is held in the cervix, of especially sexual trauma, because the cervix is connected to our heart space. The cervix also speaks to healthy boundary setting. So if you've been sexually assaulted, like your boundaries were clearly disregarded and passed through, you know what I mean? That's a lot of like cervical healing is what I hear from, or what I see when I speak with and work with people who have experienced sexual assault.
And is that a delicate kind of work? I imagine, you know, if it's hands-on, that can be triggering, or what, how do you kind of navigate that for someone?
Oh yeah, definitely. I work at my client's pace, doing hands-on healing. It's all my work is non-invasive. So, I'm never like, going inside anything. It's all laying on of hands. And before I place my hands anywhere on the body, I always ask for consent to do that. And even a lot of like some of the processing of that even happens even before we do any energy work during like the Platica or the talk session before we have, or we're like processing things. So
Beautiful. Yeah. And what does the word Platica mean?
It's Spanish for, it essentially means to talk. And in a lot of the healing communities, I base a lot of my practices in a couple of different indigenous cultural practices, and I definitely honor where I'm getting those from. And currently I'm doing a kapuli with a woman, and kapuli means essentially like a gathering. And she's also a medicine woman, and she learned a lot of what she teaches us from Mexico and Central and South America. So yeah, she calls it Plática, and it's essentially just means talk. And that's kind of like the first part where we're tapping into spirit, we're tapping into their higher self. And you know, we do it as a wellness coaches too. You know, it's really just active listening and listening to what's being said in between the lines, or finding connections, you know. Someone, I was working with a client earlier this year who was trying to get pregnant, and from her talking about her experience of getting pregnant in her current relationship and her past relationships with trauma of sexual abuse and abusive relationships, I was able to kind of help her see and bridge the gap into bridge the connection, I guess, between where she was now getting pregnant and how some of those experiences from the past are kind of mirroring each other that might be getting in the way of her, like, spiritually, her body spiritually getting ready to conceive. So, and that just happened in just, you know, the first part of the plática, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's really just, at the end of the day, it's like active listening and hearing between the lines and getting information from both spirit and what they're saying. So,
this is such a beautiful way to not only heal on an individual level, but also this, I have this real deep inner knowing that as I heal myself, there's a collective healing that can occur. And I just want to thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you. Yes, it's even in my mission statement where towards the end, I say that our healing work seeks to uplift the collective woman so that we might not only heal the present day, but seven generations back and seven generations forward. Like when women, femmes, people with wombs, when we heal ourselves, like it does, it has a rippling effect across the present day, which is like our families, our friends, our communities. And then it also ripples through time as well. We're healing a generation of women that came before us. And then we're also healing the women who come after us, whether it's through our wombs or our sisters' wombs or anyone else. So yeah, I think that healing and wellness, it's just such a responsibility that transcends our own personal gain, right? So yeah.
So beautiful, so important and powerful. And on your website, which is yonisteamdenver.com, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So I see on the page the free gift, how to do a yoni steam at home guide, which I will be putting my name and email in there to download this free gift. I'm so excited to read what you have to share. And for those who are listening, I really hope that I can gain the courage to try this at home and then share with you all my experience. But listeners, please go and check out Celeste's website and everything that she offers. And I'd love for you to share how people can connect with you, find you if they're in your area or online. Tell us all the details, please.
Perfect. So yeah, the website is yonisteamdenver.com. And again, that's the website, but I'm available for, especially now with COVID and things, I'm available for anyone, anywhere in the world. A lot of my services are now virtual. And my Instagram, I think that's probably, out of all the social medias, my Instagram is the one that I'm most active on. And the IG handle is light as a feather, spelled exactly how it sounds, 42.
Great. Yeah. So I'll have your website and your Instagram handle linked below in the show notes so people can find it easily. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us about womb wellness? Something that we can maybe take home and utilize for our own lives as women and people with the yoni?
Yeah, I would probably say the message I would like to share right now is I am offering coaching programs now. I do one-on-one coaching as well as group coaching. And if you follow me on my social media, you will be up to date on like the group coaching, because the group coaching, we go much deeper. They're up to 3 months. They're between 1 month and 3 month programs where we really like dive in deeper into your wellness goals, physical healing, spiritual, emotional healing goals. And I help you to find transformation and healing from the womb space, and out. And almost every group that I do, whether it's one-on-one or in the group sessions, I offer customized wellness kits of plant-based, ethically sourced healing products that I either make or trust companies that I trust have made, and I create wellness kits that are specifically made for you and your healing journey. So,
wow, yeah. Awesome. So listeners, definitely check that out. And if you're interested in wellness coaching, Celeste is a great person to get in touch with. And I have one more question for you today. And that is, can you please share with us something that you're grateful for?
Something that I am grateful for. I am grateful for, I would probably say my breath. I'm grateful to be able to breathe because that's the main constant in my life right now. Mm-hmm. Is the fact that whatever is going on, I can always come back to the breath. I can always come back to deep breathing that grounds me in my body, grounds me back with my child that's also in my body right now. And yeah, so I'm grateful for breath.
I resonate with that so deeply. Thank you. It's been such a pleasure and an honor to learn from you and connect and share in this way. And I just get so much positive energy from our conversation and really, really grateful for this time with you. And congratulations on your pregnancy and the beautiful soul that you're bringing earthside.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I totally enjoyed this conversation.
Oh, wow. I learned so much from that conversation. And Celeste answered a bunch of questions that I've had around yoni steaming and womb wellness. At the time of recording this outro, I haven't yet tried yoni steaming, but I'm figuring it out in my mind how to do so with what I have. I'm thinking a trivet to put underneath my pot of water with herbs in the shower, and I'll probably try to squat. I'm not sure how long I can do that for or how long the water will stay warm. So if you have any suggestions or if you've tried this yourself, please touch base with me and keep me posted on how your experience is with it. I'm really eager to start this practice and plan to give it a try a couple of days after I complete my next cycle. As always, links to get in touch with Celeste or myself, as well as other pertinent information, are available in the show notes below. And if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or feedback, or if you need support in any way, please reach out. My email is alia@aliayoga.com, spelled A-H-L-I-A. If something stood out to you from today's episode, do me a huge favor and take a screenshot. Share it on your social media. Tag @lightasafeather42 and @aliayoga and @whatswellnesspodcast on Instagram, and we'll be sure to reshare. If you're local to the San Diego or North County area and interested in joining the next small group, outdoor, in-person Vinyasa Yoga Flow, please send me a message. This class is accessible for all levels and pre-registration is required. For the next date, I'm looking at Saturday, February 13th. And I also offer a weekly online live virtual vinyasa yoga class called Sunshine Yoga with Alia, and it's held Wednesday afternoons. For those tuning in right now who come to those classes on Zoom and in person, you have a very special place in my heart, and I'm giving you a huge hug of gratitude right now and all the time. I'm looking at putting a few workshops on the schedule for this spring, and I'm also starting an online yoga teacher training that you can do self-paced. If you're interested in learning about yoga and deepening your practice, I would love to connect with you and answer any questions that you have. These will all be on Zoom, and I'm open to requests and suggestions for those workshops. If you're interested or would like to make a request, please let me know. If I can ask you another big favor, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends and family. Help to spread the word about What's Wellness and leave a review in the iTunes podcast store so that I can bring back the warm words of the week and read your review on air. I'll also offer you a free full-length yoga class video from my website as a way of saying thanks. If you enjoy online yoga classes, home workouts, as well as guided meditations, and for more about what I offer, please go to my website, aliyayoga.com. On the site, I have a shop with CBD pain relief roll-on gel and tinctures for sale, as well as Soleil water kits, essential oil roll-ons, and tons of full-length yoga class videos for unlimited use with a one-time $15 purchase. Well, thank you once again for tuning in to What's Wellness today, and I'll be back next Thursday with a brand new episode for you. Until next time, be well.